real talk, pop culture junkies, it's your boy Mars in the building. What up, though? And I got another episode of So Yo John Is a Jabroni. That's the segment we doing today, bro. So I remember me and Amber got into it on air. Not into it, but we literally had a heated disagreement about this Duty Low situation. If you don't know who Duty Low is, Duty Low is an OTF artist under Lil Durk. And he was starting to get a little break. I heard a song with him on it or whatever. I think on their little mixtapes or whatever. I think he was on something with, I want to say Pusha T though, but this nigga Duty Low was getting a little buzz, and immediately Lil Shorty broke up with take it to that. So she was already harassing the nigga, already causing problems, and then when he straight ghosted her, now it came out that she released a video with her son or whatever. She don't show the little boy, by the way. It just show her feet or whatever. And she, like, got him crying, which don't... You get what I mean? And anyway, long story short, she made the little boy say that old boy did stuff to him or whatever, put stuff in his butt or all that stuff, whatever, and the boy just had diarrhea or whatever. Just none of this shit made sense. And black women in particular just ate it up, and just no evidence, no nothing, just yep, he did that shit, oh, he ain't shit, cancel that nigga, right, slandered this man, all type of stuff. Well, it came out that nothing that the lady said stuck, nothing that the lady, none of her allegations was true. The lie detector test came back that she was lying. Old boy test came back, he wasn't lying, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't do that shit. So of course nobody said nothing. Of course y'all, the same people, same bloggers, same women, female bloggers came out posting this stuff about this dude. They don't got no shame, they don't got no dignity, they don't got no morals, they don't have no ethics, they don't have no class. They just, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. But y'all slandered this man, and then y'all didn't even have the decency to clean it up. They still say it as if he did it. They still leave it open-ended. Like, no, he didn't do nothing to this lady, and that's why this motherfucker sitting in jail. And shout out to Tasha K. I know she got all that shit going on or whatever with her losing that case and everything. I mean, you know, I don't know the specifics on that. But I do know she was one of the first people to call this little lady out that she a liar. And she's sick. And it's a lot of women out here who are sick in the head like this. So this lady's so sick in her head that she still slandering this dude, still stalking this dude, and she gave some half-assed apology or whatever, then went back to slandering this nigga and all this other stuff because he don't want to be bothered with her. He don't want nothing to do with her, to the point where this man got a permanent restraining order put on her. So, you know, Duty Low, and she a little cute light-skinned chick, but like, she crazy, you know what I mean? So on Friday, ATM Bay was arrested and booked in the Broward County Jail for allegedly violating a restraining order and harassing OTF Duty Low. According to her documents, her charges include aggravated stalking after injunction for protection and aggravated stalking dating violence. Nigga, she crazy, bro. She's crazy, bro. She crazy, bro. Duty Low was clearly... Duty Low was cleared of... My phone and shit up and came undid and all that good stuff. There you go. It said Duty Low was cleared of sexually assaulting her 5-year-old son. She alleged the rapper sexually assaulted her son in 2021, and then she later apologized on Instagram and said her son wasn't telling the truth. This is some bullshit. His lawyer, Ariel Mitchell, posted court documents and later speaking about CMB lie detector results said, "I'm showing from the lady's own lie detector doctor, since everybody seems to be so concerned about lie detector results, reinstating that what we already know about her." Dulo's lawyer continued, "She also included in the permanent restraining order the judge issued against her, which she is in violation of as we speak." She has given you no facts supporting or corroborating evidence, and yet you still pay this misguided soul attention. Why is that, black women? Y'all hate niggas that much. Like I'm just being real, bro. Y'all hate niggas that much. You so mad at niggas that... You so mad at the nigga you chose to have a kid with that much that you go out and you all slander another nigga that didn't do nothing to you. I've been a victim of that shit. I say it again. My youngest daughter's mama's cousin let a nigga drink her rent money up. And somehow, I'm her enemy. When my baby mama out of line and I correct her. I tell her what she doing wrong. You get what I'm saying? This shit is ridiculous, bro. And y'all out here ruining people's careers and lives and all of that. And then as soon as it come out that this motherfucker lying, y'all ain't nowhere to hold her accountable. Ain't none of y'all there to hold her accountable. None of y'all there to smear her or say nothing. Y'all don't got nothing to say about it. Y'all don't got nothing to say about it. And they go for these YouTube niggas too. Y'all all jumped on that shit to tear this nigga down, and don't nobody got nothing to say about it. That's why I didn't post that like that. When I heard about it, I said, I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it because how the fuck is a video of somebody saying something evidence? That's not evidence of anything, bro. Like I said, you could coerce a child into saying that shit. And once they applied the pressure to her ass, she followed it. I don't know why he said that, bitch, because you beat him. That's why he said that shit. Because you beat them to say that shit. And everybody around her, her friends, her mama, her cousins, all any females around her are horrible people because they know what type of person she is. And anybody set up there and entertain that or fed into that, you are a disgusting person, bro. Like, for real. On Instagram Live, she said her son claimed that he made up the story because he was pooping in his pants. She didn't elaborate too much on the conversation she alleges took place with her son, but she did say to her son that her first thought was to slide for him when she initially heard the news. Dumb. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dumb. FCMB also publicly apologized and stated Duty Low took a lot of her tests in the past. She also stated she never tried to ruin his career. How? When y'all could have did all of this privately, you went to the internet. How? And that's what I'm saying. People do shit and they don't want to be accountable for it, especially when they grenade in their fucking face, bro. When a grenade in their face, she thinks she could cry her way out of this shit. Shame on y'all for creating this atmosphere to where people think they could just commit crimes and they go cry their way out of some shit. I didn't know my way out of some shit. I'm sorry my way out of some shit. It's done. It's over with. He passed his test. My son told the truth. I genuinely do feel bad. No, you don't. I just needed him to help me. Liar. She also stated she doesn't know why he said that shit, referring to her son. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from, other than the beating he took, probably. You get what I'm saying? To get him to say it. I don't know where that came from, other than me whooping his ass. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is sad, bro. As previously reported, Etienne Bay shared an audio clip of her son, Wesley, telling his mother that her ex-boyfriend, OTF rapper Duty Low, assaulted her in October 2021. Bay took a lie detector test and posted her positive results on Instagram. So here it is. I was accused of making a disgusting story up because I supposedly was his bitter ex-girlfriend, but no, stop playing with my name. You see how, like, bipolar this shit is? And he's suing her. That good for him, bro. In response, Duty Low filed a defamation lawsuit back in December. He said he wanted to recover damage for defamatory statements. Yeah, niggas was letting this nigga on tour, all type of shit. That's fucked up. He requested $5 million in actual damages and $10 million for punitive damages. Because you should have not said that shit. Speaking of motherfucking Johns being jabroni, because she's a jabroni, bro. She's a jabroni. The fact that you even put your kid in that shit, you a fucking jabroni. But Caesar on Black Ink, my nigga C's. I got a love-hate relationship as a fan of C's. Sometimes I'm rocking with C's 100%. Sometimes C's get on my motherfucking nerves, bro. He be doing too much. He be too, I don't know. But in this baby mama shit, that nigga is my hero. Sue her ass. I don't give a fuck. She ain't never seen $5. She should have shut her ass up. Sue her for $5 million, C's. Sue her for $50 million, C's. Fuck it, $500 million, C's. Break her, dog. You get what I'm saying? Whatever, nigga. She get $5. My man's won't end. You hear me? He Christopher Walken, King of New York, bro. Hey, you better get to doing hair. Feel me? You better get to selling candy. You better do something. You better do something, cause bro, I'm getting sick of this shit. These women just get to say, think they can say whatever the fuck they want about anybody and do whatever and be spiteful and be nasty, and you ain't supposed to do nothing back. Who the hell raised y'all? Another single mother that put the fear of God in your goofy ass? Why, bro? Why are they allowed this special citizenship shit that y'all got going on out here, dog? You telling me, oh, I'm equal to a man, I'm this, I'm that. Well, be accountable like a man, motherfucker. Let me hear you take some accountability. Let me hear you own some shit. Let me hear you be concerned for this nigga well-being, other than did he eat or do you want some ass? Do you get what I'm saying? Let me hear you take an interest in this nigga. A genuine interest in this nigga. But nope. It's my way or the highway. And then when you want out of that fucking Misery like relationship, that movie Misery, when you want out of that shit, when you tired of this motherfucking head, you have fucking kneecaps with a sledgehammer, and you just want out, right? They do this. They tear your house up, tear your car up, slander your character, and then they throw their kids in the fire. And then, God forbid, if somebody do it to somebody that has no self-control or a temper, and you punch this motherfucker, you gotta protect me. Look at what Megan Thee Stallion going through, bro. All those goddamn lies finally catching up. It's be light being shed on the situation. When you get and this simping ass boyfriend of hers that wanna fight niggas for telling the truth about this nigga girl that apparently everybody done had. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, what are you defending? She was just getting on your nerves. Feel me? You didn't want to hear the truth that he smashed your girl and her girl. He did, bro. Because, I mean, they do that shit out here, bro. They do it out here, bro. It happens, bro. I'd have been a part of it. Not with Megan Thee Stallion, obviously. So I'm nobody. But it happens, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas turn around and cuff this motherfucker. Bro. And then act like she fucking Snow White or some shit. No, bro. Like, your girl lied on this man, and now it's coming out. Niggas is exposing her. She trying to bully niggas, and she don't got that type of power. And now you about to put yourself in that shit. Talking about Megan Thee Stallion boyfriend. Dumb. But Megan Thee Stallion, just a clout chaser, bro. She saw, oh, I'm getting sympathy and milk that shit. And now it's a bad look. Nah, it's a bad look. And I'm so happy that finally, like, damn, maybe it is a guy, bro. Like, finally, fake ass niggas is getting exposed and called out. And these women are finally, to some degree, as much as you can get it, legally did, being held accountable, bro. They finally being at least held accountable for their choices and their actions, bro. This shit is nightmarish. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way I could put that shit. It's a nightmare, bro. This shit is a nightmare. I don't know. Like, imagine that shit, bro. Imagine not being able to see your kid and a motherfucker slandering you. Imagine not having no kids with this motherfucker and a motherfucker slandering you about their kids. And you just tried to help this person. Look at what she said. I just needed him to help me. Bro, that man don't owe you shit. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that ain't how they see that shit. That man does not owe you shit. The same way, well, if you decided you don't want to do that shit no more, and the nigga said, well, I need my money back. That, you don't owe that nigga shit, right? All that shit I bought you. He a petty ass nigga if he said that, right? Okay. You still coming to this man who's made it clear I'm not interested in you no more. That's a pathetic look, ladies. And y'all gotta do better and be better and just accept when you done fucked up. Too late to say sorry because you should have said sorry or should have just not did that shit. But once the nigga say you want out, that don't mean tear his stuff up. That don't mean go have a tantrum. That don't mean slander his character. That don't mean shame that nigga. That don't mean tell intimate moments that he shared with your ass to people to try to humiliate that nigga. But y'all do all of that shit. And that's all cool. It's hee hee ha 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 ha. When your girl do it, when your sister do it, when your auntie do it, when your mama do it. But when a nigga do it to y'all, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, this nigga. But like, come on, bro. Y'all ladies gotta do better, bro. That Duty Love shit was foul. That shit was foul, bro. It's another rapper going through that shit. His mama, his baby mama, got it, trying to tell the kids to say shit like, I don't love you no more, daddy. Or, I don't, like, what the fuck? I think Tay the Truth, bro. Is it Trey the Truth or Tay the Truth? Trey the Truth? The Truth, my nigga. Going through it with his kids, mom. That shit fucked up, bro. That shit super fucked up, bro. And then for y'all to turn around and demand motherfucking respect, demand motherfucking protection, demand, but don't want to meet none of the nigga demands. Like, I read some goofy shit and had a good laugh, bro. These motherfucking women talking about they want... Put like this, okay. So I posted something on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook. The Facebook post was, and I quote, so Rihanna really said that shit, that she only chose ASAP because he loved her more than she loved him. Don't be that guy, fellas. That's some goofy ass shit. Your natural state, nigga, ain't to be in no motherfucking feelings. Your natural state is to be on guard and on your shit. Her natural state is to be in her motherfucking feelings. So in all that backward shit, gender swapping shit y'all niggas is into nowadays, that's why y'all getting divorces. That's why y'all niggas is getting sex changes and all this other goofy shit. Cause you've been led astray and left all fucked up and confused and all this other shit. You get what I'm saying? So y'all gotta do better, bro. Y'all niggas gotta do better, bro. Like, for real, bro. Like, for real. As a man, we gotta do better, bro. Like, soon as you hear some shit like that, you gotta just be on. You gotta be on guard. You got to be on guard, bro. But the shit I read today on Facebook is like, basically, like, these women all saw that shit and just jumped in it, like, you know, whoa, yeah, I think that too. Yup. So it's not a myth, nigga. They really believe that they Jordan and you're Pippin. Fuck out of here, Iverson. Stop it. Stop playing. Because the women who do get married and stay married and have a long-lasting marriage, right? That's a happy marriage, right? That's a happy marriage. Where the man happy too. Not just the woman. The man is happy too, right? The nigga is treated like the prize. The man is valued by his woman. She appreciates what that nigga do. She appreciates that nigga bringing that money home and providing a lifestyle for her and shit like that. Why? He don't got time to be all up your ass and in his feelings and shit because he got to provide for these kids and all this other shit. You wouldn't like... Listen, y'all think a nigga in his feelings is like a woman in her feelings where this nigga is just, oh, he, oh, I'm gonna cry. Let that nigga feel like he gotta cry and then that's when you start seeing the news and shit and they going on... hunts and searches for bitches that's already under the fucking porch and shit. Like, y'all gotta stop romanticizing real life, nigga. Grow up. That shit on TV fake. Ain't no Santa Claus. Ain't no Tooth Fairy. Ain't no Easter Bunny, nigga. Grow up, bro. Ma'am, grow up. But you niggas really gotta grow up, cause I see niggas in the comment disagreeing. Just, you know, come on, bro. Niggas saw a bunch of female attention and jumped that goofy ass in there trying to get clout, dog. Trying to get points and shit, bro. Stop doing that shit. Stop trying to be a nigga you not just to get somewhere with somebody that shit ain't even gonna work, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Just, like, niggas gotta start being more pragmatic in their approach at life. And it'll save you a lot of disappointment and a lot of hurt feelings. If you just be real, put them feelings on your souls, nigga, and walk that shit out, bro. Walk with them bitches. Like, I'm not saying don't acknowledge your feelings. I'm not saying erase your feelings. I'm saying as a man, you can't dwell in that shit. So for any other nigga, don't listen to no fucking woman about no motherfucking relationship advice either. You really got your fucking head screwed on wrong. Because all she gonna say is a fucking Amazon wish list, nigga. Do you get what I'm saying? She's not gonna say nothing grounded in reality. And all her, like, nigga, come on, bro. Come on, bro. They don't really understand how hard it is until it's just them and the kids. For years, and she got to do that shit for years. She ain't got no, and don't no simps check for her ass. When they get to that level of the wall, where ain't no simps checking for them, trying to put a cape on to save shit, you got to figure it out, baby girl. Then they understand how hard it is to be a man. But when they got simps, and they got simp money to spend, and they could punk you out your money to spend, and she got her own motherfucking money, do you get what I'm saying? It's a fucking way different game she playing. And some of y'all ladies know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. It's a whole nother fucking game. Y'all got multiple fucking incomes and shit. And that's where all this cruel ass fucking behavior come from. Because this a woman that don't really got it. She doesn't deserve the position your ass giving her. One, because she ain't did shit to earn that shit. You just gave her the position. Like, come on, bro. Think about what the fuck y'all doing, bro. Y'all getting with chicks. And you a nigga that, like, look at Duty Low. He has his whole career ahead of him. And he got with this chick that he soon learned is bad business. You get what I mean? So do you understand how guarded this nigga finna be now? I don't even wanna meet your kids. Do you get what I'm saying? And he got every right to say that shit. And then what are women gonna say? That's not cool, that's not right. But all y'all sat up and ganged up on this nigga with that bitch though. Immediately. But now when he said, I don't even wanna fuck with no bitch with no kids. He wrong? Any nigga that seen this shit go down can say that shit. I don't even want to fuck with no hoe, no kids. Hell no, nope. I'm straight, because if that shit happened to me, nope. Now y'all mad at them niggas because they want to protect themselves. That's why it's important for y'all to self-check, ladies, and check each other and tell each other when y'all on some bullshit. Look at what was that? Kevin Samuels, a whole bunch of people that was saying the single mother shit, how y'all all just, but no, seriously. What if niggas really adopted this mindset? Like y'all adopt any, whatever rap, female rapper say, or y'all adopt whatever VH1 shit going on, or you know what I mean? Whatever the bitches at work tell y'all to do, how y'all adapt to that? What if niggas start adapting? Y'all not gonna take that shit the same way on the chin. Y'all never do. Y'all don't even take a nigga changing the temperature in the house right. Do you get what I'm saying? We need niggas to grow up. Cut the fucking TV off, pick a book up, nigga. Get to know yourself. Feel me? Before you get into a relationship. Cause this shit is scary out here. It's a lot of jabronis out here, bro, on both sides. It's your boy Mars, Real Talk, Pop Culture Junkies. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Love y'all. Thank you for the support. Juicy J, I'm waiting on you, baby girl. Where you at, baby girl? You know, we've been trying to get this scheduled right now. But all right, we'll get it back, though. Check me out, y'all.